Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hey, guess how we're doing this podcast episode? Standing up. So hopefully you can hear us fine because it is so hot. It is the beginning of July right now. It is like almost 100 degrees outside and we have fans on and my house says it's only 65 and I don't believe it. So we're standing so we can just have some full body air circulation.
Yeah, I feel like we need to like point it up more.
That's as far as it can go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Don't break my stand.
All right. Well, we're here to talk about June, you guys, because June was crazy.
Let me tell you, June was the most slap in the face lesson I think that I've ever had in business.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel
what
like
was yours.
I feel like I could feel it coming though. You didn't?
No. No.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we've talked about it before, but the times have definitely shifted. Like, things we could rely on even 6 months ago are not predictable like they used to be.
No.
And so, I don't know. I just had this feeling that we were going to try some things that were tried and true and they weren't going to be as effective. But I didn't know how much.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with me because that's not how I felt. I was going into it like, we have the data and history and the stats. And we've done this before, done that before, and it's just gonna like go even better and amazing, and it's gonna do this because it's been proven. And then the business gods were like, nah. Nah.
All that to say, from the outside, it looked like we did phenomenal,
which just goes to show you guys that like people can, you know, you can see one thing and know another and feel.
I don't know where that was going, but so we launched the Strategy Academy live for the first time. Well, I guess technically we did a little teeny tiny one earlier this year, but the last like full-fledged one was last November. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, like we've evergreened the program for going on 6 months. And this was to just kind of give us a big push publicly. Mm-hmm. And we did it the way we've done it successfully twice in the past with a really, really intentional, big, ginormous, tons of people participating 5-day challenge prior to the launch. And honestly, I had no qualms about it. Everything about 100%. That challenge went great.
Yep.
We definitely didn't have as many people sign up as I expected, but it was still well over, 6,000?
Yeah. Well, it was more than we'd had in the past. And so I was like, okay, like those numbers are up. So then even based off that, even the fact that we didn't reach our initial subscriber goal for the challenge, I was like, okay, cool. Well, we still have this many and we had a little bit less than this last time. And then here's what happened for our like sales.
I still felt it coming. I'm glad I didn't say anything because I feel like it would have even made it worse.
I just was like Sandra Bullock and blindsided. Like, what's going on?
What is happening? What is happening?
So all of that to say, we did a successful live launch. It just did not reach the goals that we had initially planned for it, which means the subscriber goal that we had for the challenge leading up to that also didn't reach those goals. So our first 2 out of 5 goals happened, but just like on a lower level, like a lower tier level.
Yeah, they weren't bad.
No, absolutely not.
They just weren't what we anticipated.
Exactly. So a couple of other things. We, guys, this is brand new information, have an ads team now.
Holy moly.
Praise hands. Because you guys have heard us talk about the program FB Everything that we bought from Courtney Foster Donahue.
Still love that program.
This time last year, well, February of 2017. Love it. Seriously. Life-changing. Get, like, set us up on this amazing foundation. But here's what happens. Everyone says this. What got you here won't get you there.
Yes,
right?
Girl.
And so the strategies, it could be for anything for you, right? How to land clients or how to boost website traffic blog or whatever, right? It doesn't matter. The strategies that get you to your amazing, big, scary goals right now are not going to be the strategies that are going to take you to your next big, amazing, scary goals. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what we did, and this is what we do in every part of our business, and we encourage all of you to do the exact same thing, is to grassroots your efforts first, right? Do it like nitty gritty, down and dirty yourself. Learn the strategy, implement it yourself, get the data, find out how it can work or not work for your business before you decide to either cut it forever or offload it to someone else. And that's what we did. I think we did it maybe one launch. Like, we should have done it one launch earlier, I feel like. One or two.
Maybe.
But not, like, back in November, but for 2018, I mean, specifically.
Oh, sure. No, but here's the cool thing, is we grassroots our way to doubling our revenue using everything we knew and evergreening our product. But in order to continue that trend, we had some major spikes in our income last year that were from live launches.
Yep.
And we knew going into this live launch, if we wanted to be really effective moving forward, that we needed to have them in place now so they could see how we launched, see how they could improve it in the future. And I think they probably have more notes about our launch than we do.
100%. I also want to come in here as an update or as a reminder. If you guys ever listen to the episode, Our $17,000 Mistake, you'll know or you'll have heard in that episode that we had hired a marketing team to come on and run some ads for us to help us with our email marketing, to set up some funnels. And it like did not go well at all. And we let them go. And like we wasted a lot of money trying to figure all of that out. And it was like kind of want for us. But I just need you to know from the business side of things, it took just a couple months after that to kind of like pick up our like
bootstraps
or like our tissues from crying about it or whatever you want to say. And okay, evaluate, is this something that we want to leave on our plate forever?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of was. Like we kind of like, okay, Abby's going to now look at ads and Emily is going to now look at funnels and we're going to set up on a new email service provider. But then it got to a point where it's like, no, I really do think now we're ready to offload this again with a different team. Let's get someone in who's like going to have our voice better and like understand our strategies better. And so we got a recommendation again, which we said we would like never do, for a team for Facebook ads. And in the first like 10 minutes of talking to them, we
night
were like,
day, yep, y'all,
this is going to work.
So this is just to say that sometimes when things don't work out, the right thing is headed your way. You just have to like give it some time and space.
If at first you don't succeed,
try again.
That's what they say.
Oh my gosh. But you know what? Despite all of that, we had two major things distracting us / making this month even harder. So they were awesome. Well, mine was not. Mine was awesome. Yours wasn't. I spent a week on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I was gone the entire first week we were promoting the challenge.
Yep.
I came back just in time to do all the lives with Emily and promote the webinar, but I was missing from that promotion. Now, that to say, it was just my get back because Emily did this to
me before. I did the exact same thing.
Yeah, so I handled it last time and she was in Mexico. This time I was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and she was here.
Yeah.
But miserable the entire time.
Miserable because if you guys, well, we didn't record any podcast episodes. That's why we're like behind now because I had to take like 2 weeks off of podcasting because I sounded like a frog. Like an actual frog that also had strep throat. Like the frog has strep throat. It was so bad. It was just the sinus thing. It was really weird, but it would not leave. I had it for like 3 weeks. And so I was just miserable and I was tired. And like my daughter was sick for the first week. Then I got sick. It was just this whole big thing.
She didn't drink enough Ningxia.
I drink it every day. That's why I'm still like, I don't know what happened. I have the immune system of a rock star and it still like knocked me on my ass. So that sucked. But so just as a reminder, like you have to make the space in your business to account for vacations, sickness, your kid being sick, like whatever, right? It can't be balls to the wall every single day of the month, every single month out of the year.
Slash, what kind of life is that?
Slash not. Like when I wanted to literally not talk to anybody because my throat felt on fire and I just sat and watched Criminal Minds and it was fine because I can work from my phone.
Can you really?
Not really. I was doing it today. I was like typing a whole big message in Slack on my phone. I was like popping my thumbs and wrist and everything.
I literally, my finger hurts.
I know. It's hard. Listen.
You guys. We're going to get arthritis in our fingers from slacking on our phone.
Right here.
Okay. And when I say slacking, I don't mean
using Slack on our phone.
Yeah.
It's a new verb.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
A couple of things, though, that we did want to point out. Listen, guys, I've said it a bunch on this show, and I feel like my own advice like came up like a big dementor in the cloud and was like, listen to yourself. Can you picture it?
Yes, I can.
Where I have said to you guys over and over again, like, you guys have to constantly be paying attention to what's working and what's not working, and you have to, like, things on how people are being sold to are changing. Like, we are in a massive season of change. Courses aren't dead, but the way that people being sold courses is dead. Webinars aren't dead, but the way that people are being convinced to watch a webinar is dead. All of the things that have worked in order to get people to take specific actions need your attention. And so what we could have done, which is what a lot of you do, is convince yourself that, like, you're in the wrong business and no one's ever going to buy a course from a webinar ever again. And you just need to shut down shop and take on clients or go get a real job, right? You could convince
my husband literally told me to go get
a real job. I about punched him through your phone. You could convince yourself that, like, your actual product or your webinar sucks and you want to just burn it all down and start over, which we've done before in the past.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to webinars. Like, it's so easy to convince yourself, like, oh, if I just have a whole new slide deck, then it will work.
Yeah.
I really, 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 if this is you, I want to use this as an opportunity to come speak to you through your soul and say, can you please first, before you burn it to the ground or rewrite everything or change your entire system, can you please, please, please just change how you're talking about it? That's all I want you to do. I want you to ask yourself, am I making it sound like a just cool, fun, fluffy, like, come join this masterclass? You've heard that sentence like 75 bajillion times over the last 3 years. Can you call it something else? Can you strike a new pain point? Can you make people uncomfortable in a different way so they actually take action? Can you just change the messaging and see if that makes a difference? Because I'm going to tell you right now, it was night and day for us.
Oh, for sure. And I will say on the, can you make people uncomfortable? This is something I used to hate doing. I feel like we are really good at inspiring you all.
Well, I'm really good at making people mad.
Well,
I haven't gotten to do it that much lately, so I'm really happy about business. Is there an ant in my roll-on bottle?
Okay, focus. Okay. But my suggestion is that you totally distracted me.
Sorry.
When you're looking at what you're doing, I don't want you to pick it apart to death.
Right.
Like, changing one thing can make all the difference.
Seriously. That is the biggest lesson our coach has taught us this year, because I will tell you, we used to be the business owners that were like, okay, let's call the webinar something new. Let's make a brand new slide deck. Let's teach them 17 steps instead of three. Let's add in this opt-in and this bonus, and let's change the name and change the price and add in new payment plans. Guess what happens when you do all of that? You do not know the thing that actually made the difference.
No.
So when that, all of those changes don't produce better results, guess what you have to do again? Change everything again. So seriously, it takes so much self-control to just change the subject line and just wait and see what happens.
Yeah. No, you guys, you're also really bad at this in your life. It literally is exactly the same as like, oh, I'm going to work on my health. So I'm going to start using essential oils.
Smoothies.
And take oils, a supplement.
Hot yoga.
I'm going to work out every single day. I'm going to do this 90-day ab workout thing. Guys, how do you know what's helping / making you feel better if you try 75 new things at the same time?
Yep.
So it's the same theory for your business. One little thing at a time. And you have to wait long enough to measure the results. Sometimes that's a couple of hours. Sometimes that's a couple of days. Sometimes you have to wait an entire launch, which is really scary.
We have some things that are going to take like 3 more months to show us if they actually made a difference. I'm just like, okay, I'll wait.
Okay, I guess.
I'm going to do these things over here also.
I guess I can just sit on my booty.
Yeah.
But you can't do too many of those things or you're going to affect everything else.
100%. Yep. As much as you just want to go in and just like tweak and perfect everything, really, really, really exercise some self-control. Okay.
Which Emily doesn't have any.
I don't.
So I have to.
Don't have.
I have to tell her no.
Okay. We want to talk about July a little bit.
There we go. So for July, we are working on some new funnels. So for the past 6 months, we've been funneltizing our signature program. And I think we're finally on the cusp of being able to add in a couple other funnels that
our signature program, the Strategy Academy, that you can hear more about by registering for free at pbrmasterclass.com. All right, continue.
Ninja plug.
Ninja plug.
Our radio station says that all the time. Anyway, if you don't know what we're talking about, sorry. Yeah, so we have decided to kind of look at a couple of our smaller programs that are really popular and trying to figure out when in the flow of a lifespan of, I wanted to say a customer, but they're not a customer, of a subscriber, when in that time span does it make sense to pitch them our other products, nurture them in a certain way. And like when you're setting all this up, making sure they're not getting 75 nurture sequences at the same time.
Yeah. That rule of only if they are not in here is super important. And another ninja plug, that's why I love ActiveCampaign, because it's super, super easy to actually verify that and check that. So you know.
Just so you know, we are also making some changes to our website.
Yes.
So we have not made any changes for over a year and a half, which is bizarre to me because I feel like previously
I almost said like that's not true. We just did it in January, but that was the last January.
Yeah.
You guys, we haven't made any changes to our website in a year and a half. So guess what? You can stop doing.
Stop making changes to your website.
Stop it.
But yeah, I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited about it. It's not from your perspective.
It will hardly be anything different.
You won't even notice.
No, it's not a rebrand.
It's the subtleties of adding things in that we want you to participate in that are going to make a big difference for
us. It's us being better at telling you what to do on the website.
In a nice way.
So you don't feel overwhelmed and we get you where you need to be. Yeah, and we're making a couple structures on our team. We're outlining some new strategies with the ads people that I was telling you about, like Abby was kind of just talking about. And we may or may not be, probs, yes, working with two people that you guys love so much.
I know, it's so true. P.S., they've both been on the podcast and both have very popular episodes.
And they both have more than one episode.
So that definitely narrows it down by a lot.
By a lot. So I can think of three people who these two people might be. So you just have to rule one of them out.
Scavenger hunt.
So, but I think to just kind of wrap it up and just to give an overall theme of where our focus is, we want to be known for the amazing things that we offer. Like you guys, kind of like I sat up in bed one day and I was like, no one knows that we have the signature program. No one knows why we made it. No one knows why it's the best thing ever. No one knows how valuable this masterclass is because we don't talk about it enough and we don't talk about it in the right ways enough.
Right.
And so that's our new focus, truly. You guys have known that for this entire year, we've been talking about like not adding more noise to the industry, but adding more, like, let me guide you through this process of what I know that you need. And if we already offer it, then we don't need to offer you something else. We just need to talk about this thing in a way that's going to get you to be like, oh yeah, I need to be a part of that. And so that's our focus.
Kind of like we invented two things today. Well, one thing last week and one thing today.
Yeah, our pancakes method and our strategic spaghetti.
Yeah, guys.
To go along with our burrito method that's been around for a while. It's pretty good.
As you can tell, we like food.
Do we like to eat?
Yes.
Pasta, carbs?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, the answer is yes.
And cheese.
Burritos and
beans. And quesadillas. And
chicken. And rice. Just name all the ingredients in a Chipotle burrito. And guac. Even though it's extra.
The chips
are legit. Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, use this as your monthly reminder to check in with your stats, with your sales, with your data. If you want help doing that, if you want handholding, and if you want to hang out to learn what our actual numbers are, I encourage you to go to goalcrusherclub.com. That is the best girl gang that has ever existed in the entire world. And every single month we get nerdy and talk about numbers and data and stats and strategy and decisions and pivots and lessons and all the things.
That's true.
And you get to get an insider peek at not only our business, but your own as well, which is the most beneficial. So goalcrusherclub.com, that's going to keep you accountable and going to keep you making boss decisions so you can move forward in your business. So go check that out and we will see you next month.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.